Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. An Israeli political party wants the temple to be built, and very soon. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What does it look like politically for the Prime Minister's re-election possibility?
Well, Jimmy, if there is any major action in the North, the elections will be postponed. That's happened several times before during times of conflict, so that's the first thing to say. The polls still show that Netanyahu and Benny Gantz of the Blue and White are about even in what seats they would get. But as you mentioned, Prime Minister Netanyahu made an agreement this week with the Zehut movement. That's headed by Moshe Feiglin. He's a right-wing politician, an Orthodox Jew, very much an advocate for rebuilding the temple on the Temple Mount. The Prime Minister said he would go along with that, and he would appoint Feiglin as a minister in his government. He's very much an advocate for rebuilding the temple, and this time he has this agreement with the Likud, so that will add one or two seats to the Likud, meaning the right wing will be strengthened, and that's what Netanyahu was ultimately after.
He said at one time that if he was elected Prime Minister, they would start construction on the third temple right away. But my question is, does that mean that Prime Minister Netanyahu is now in favor of that third temple being put up pretty quickly?
Well, it's certainly a major step in that direction, Jimmy. Of course, the Prime Minister knows the opposition would be intense. Such a thing is only probably going to happen in the wake of another massive Middle East war in which the opponents of Israel would be defeated. And that may be exactly where we're at right now, on the verge of such a thing as we've been talking about. Who knows, but it certainly is a step towards that in the Likud. And there are other Likud members and, of course, members of other right-wing parties and religious parties that want to see a temple rebuilt as well. So Feiglin is not alone, but he will be apparently a senior cabinet minister if Netanyahu forms the next government.
David Dolan with the details on the Israeli political party that wants the temple to be built in Jerusalem and very soon. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. There are many Jews in Israel that want a Jewish temple to be built on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Those desires are in lockstep with the Bible that calls for a temple in Jerusalem during the tribulation period. All preparations have been made for that temple to be built, and it could be built very soon. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27 says that that temple will be there at that time. Daniel 11:45 tells us that the Antichrist tells the Jews to build their temple on the holy mountain of God between the seas. Add to that prophetic scenario that now a leading Israeli political party wants the temple to be built. That sets the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...